disease and sickness. And when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest field." This is the gospel of Christ. Be seated. Thank you. Well, Karen and I represent Christian Missions Charitable Trust, a mouthful, CMCT, in India. And for those who were not here last year when we spoke briefly, we want to introduce you to what CMCT is doing and then update us all on what the Lord is doing in Chennai in India. This morning, we will also weave a message of joy, prayer, and thankfulness through our report on CMCT. Over the years, St. Margaret's, as you've heard, has been hugely supportive of CMCT. And we're so thankful for that. Alfred and Panitha are on the New Zealand board of CMCT. They look after us. Each year in April, Karen visits India, particularly South India, helping in Christian mission work. And for 3 days, she works with the executive in planning for the 27 ministries that CMCT operates in and around the city of Chennai. Now, we won't cover all those ministries this morning. This free booklet is out there. Please take one. It outlines the ministries of CMCT so you can see what is being done in Jesus' name.
The Lord Jesus uses CMCT to save people in Chennai, saving hundreds out of grinding poverty, men, women, and children. But more importantly, giving them the opportunity to be saved for an eternity beyond their wildest dreams. Colleen Reddit founded CMCT to show the love of God to the poorest of the poor in Chennai. At 24 years of age, Colleen left New Zealand for India, trusting God for his direction in her life. She is now 78 and still going strong. She has served God faithfully in India for over 50 years. After adapting to life in India, learning the Tamil language, and beginning to serve poor children by starting girls and boys rallies, children's clubs, and teaching sewing skills to destitute young women in her garage, Colleen founded CMCT. Proverbs 29:18 was impressed on her heart. Where there is no vision, the people perish. We're now going to show a 7-minute video clip taken in April this year, which gives a brief survey of some of the ministries. So in April, 6 people accompanied me to India, observing what the Lord is doing through CMCT. Peter and I are taking 2 more teams to Chennai in October in 3 weeks. The first one is a mission awareness team, and the other will be more involved in practical ministry at CMCT. And please let us know if this is something you may be interested in doing in the future.
song of deliverance from my enemy, till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child.
This is number.
Bless the Lord, O oh my soul.
Number.
Oh, my soul.
Shall I, Mama?
some of the major ministries that CMCT operates include a hospital for the poorest of the poor, a home and hostel for over 150 girls, hundreds of children from the slums and schools, responsibility for 3 leprosy villages, running a large campsite, catering for thousands each year and helping hundreds of ostracised families who are affected by HIV and AIDS, some of the major ministries. Presenting the good news of Jesus is always the priority with CMCT. Often compassionate work among the poor, including Christian missions of compassion, end up forsaking the primacy of the gospel. Mission work may sustain, educate, and equip the poor, giving them opportunity in this life, but neglecting them to introduce them to people to Jesus who can give us eternal life. CMCT makes sure the gospel is at the center of all they do.
Just after Peter and I accompanied a mission awareness team to India in November 2015, a terrible flood inundated Chennai. Whole slums in Chennai were washed away. And many families CMCT staff minister to in the slums lost their homes and all they owned. All of Chennai, a city of 8 million people, was under 1.5 metres of water. Amazingly, not one of the almost 3,000 children in the CMCT schools and sponsorship programs drowned, although they were retrieving bodies swept kilometres down the coast. So for the next 4 months, a major priority of CMCT was to rehabilitate people. CMCT's work of compassion in the middle of the crisis, experienced by the woman who's meant to be up there, if I think something's gone wrong with the PowerPoint, gave opportunity for the gospel. Compassion shows true love toward our neighbour. But any good humanitarian organisation can show real compassion. So what makes CMCT different? Christian Missions Charitable Trust explains, as any true Christian must explain, that our motivation is not from our own goodness. Christ's love motivates me, causing me to share our eternal hope in Jesus. People in such devastating circumstances naturally listen to a message of real love and hope, especially a message that comes from God.
Now, when we think of people suffering in natural disasters, East African droughts, floods, tsunamis, Puerto Rico and Chennai, earthquakes, Mexico, Christchurch, volcanoes, heard about Bali this morning, Vanuatu, we wonder how we would cope. We hear of terrible and unjust persecution, as our Christian brothers and sisters have suffered for 6 long years in Syria and for a lifetime in some other nations like North Korea. And we ask ourselves, would I become bitter and twisted? And then we hear stories close to home where unexpected medical conditions, cancer for example, takes away what we think is the quality of life. How do we react? You know, there are people all around the world, and there are among you here this morning who know the truth of words that I will share this morning, more perhaps than I will ever know. People whose relationship with the Lord Jesus means that they follow, to a degree I wouldn't understand, his explicit commands. And I'm thinking about 3 commands, 3 short verses in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 to 18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. We are to be joyful, prayerful, thankful. These behaviors are a witness to Jesus, that we are his disciples, his followers. The attitudes transcend all cultural and psychological barriers. Deep soul well-being, joy, prayer, gratitude, a thankful heart, way beyond emotional feelings. We may be legitimately sorrowful, feeling pain and loss when someone we love dies. Or we may be depressed, not just under a cloud, but suffering clinical depression. In the middle of this is the joy of knowing that God loves me. It is well with my soul. It may not make me feel better, but joy being a fruit of the Spirit means the Holy Spirit witnesses to my spirit so that I know I am not abandoned to a merciless universe without significance, without meaning, without love and hope.
One way CMCT staff show their appreciation and commitment to Jesus in the slums of Chennai is helping oppressed women through its Haven of Hope Centre. The centre provides employment for women who are living in extreme poverty. All the women who are trained and work at Haven of Hope are from the slums and previously uneducated. They are taught sewing, tailoring, embroidery, and jewellery and card making. And these products are sold in churches around New Zealand and the rest of the world. And thank you for letting me sell them this morning. They are able to earn a small income for their families, as well as get a hot meal every day. They also get free healthcare, and their children are placed in CMCT's sponsorship programs. Many of the ladies say that coming into work each day at CMCT is a refuge away from the slums, as many of their husbands are drunks and abusive.
Why are their husbands drunk and abusive? Well, often they find themselves without work, unemployed, without a means of self-support, let alone supporting a family. And this is shameful. Self-respect and a sense of integrity is smashed, and the attitude becomes whatever, fatalistic. And their religion doesn't help, because this is what they deserve. It is their karma. So why care about myself, or anyone else for that matter? Contentment, peace, even joy, especially when we know our life is personally in the hands of the God who created us, who is the source of all life, a life that is deep, meaningful, and enduring, even in the middle of bad things.
So one of my jobs in New Zealand is to sell the crafts produced by the ladies at the Haven of Hope Centre. 100% of the sales go back to the Haven of Hope Centre to pay the women's wages and buy more materials for them to use. And the crafts are out the back in the lounge foyer area, and I'll be selling them after the service. By purchasing, I believe we're making a difference in the lives of these women. But more than that, making a difference in the lives of their families. Even if these women do not personally put their trust in Jesus, they become witnesses to what God is doing through the staff of CMCT. It's undeniable because the glory is always given back to God.
Now, CMCT operates soup kitchens that don't serve soup. Substantial curry and rice midday meal with nutritious vegetables and fruit is prepared. That will sustain those who come for 24 hours because often those coming won't eat again until they return the next day. Those fed are generally the elderly who have no one to care for them, and CMCT social workers find them living on the streets. I'd like to make an announcement that on the 14th of October, Karen's going to repeat it at the end, there is a quiz night and Indian meal, Alfred and Panitha, having quite a lot to do with preparing that, and that is to raise funds particularly for the older folk on the streets. There's also a project to build a home. So that's the reason for that that's going to be here at St. Margaret's, 6 p.m, 14th of October. Now, when the social workers know that these folk are truly destitute, they invite them to come to receive a hot midday meal 6 days a week in a rented room in the slum area in which they live. These people are usually old and frail, or they have significant disabilities, perhaps TB, which would prevent them from being able to earn a living, except by begging. With no one else to help, CMCT provides the nutritional, social support, and attends to medical needs. By far the majority are women. Women and girls are hugely disadvantaged in Hindu culture. A very poor family will use all their resources on their children, especially sons. Real reasons for that. Forsaking responsibility, unfortunately, to aging parents. The gospel is always prior, carefully teaching and explaining how we can begin a personal, living relationship through faith in Jesus Christ, a relationship with God. Is shared through Bible story and song. And many do become believers and worshippers of the Lord Jesus, owning God as their good and compassionate eternal Father.
CMCT also defends the orphan and the widow through its child sponsorship program. The sponsored children live in the slums and have a house that has one, or if they're very lucky, two small rooms. Water is pumped from a communal well and they share a communal toilet with dozens of families. And here in their tiny houses, they cook, wash, sleep and do their homework. And these children and their families are so thankful for the opportunity they have to go to school. And I just want to say thanks to the people here who sponsor children through CMCT. Listen to the words of my niece Philippa, who came with me to CMCT last year. Philip is a young mum in her mid-20s, and she chose to sponsor a boy the same age as her eldest son, 5 at that time. These are Philippa's words. Today I've sponsored my first child. This boy is 5 years old and from the slums. His father left him and his mother died, so he lives with his grandmother. He was so happy he will now get to go to a school, and it will also feed him a midday meal and give him a uniform. He will also get to learn about God. I'm so excited to make a difference in someone's life. And this year, my nephew River and his fiancée Georgia, who are pretty new Christians, came to CMCT with me. And they were both sponsored by my sister and brother-in-law to visit their sponsored child. And these two are now selling handicraft items back here in New Zealand to help CMCT in its mission to introduce people to the Saviour of the world and see lives changed. So we have children of varying ages from the slums, girls and boys, needing someone to be their sponsor. Sponsorship pays for all their schooling and basic needs, including a midday meal at school, uniform and medical needs. And the commitment to give a child this support is $50 a month. Over 2,000 children from the slums of Chennai are sponsored by CMCT, and 500 of those are sponsored by New Zealanders. So please talk to us later if you're interested in sponsoring.
Rejoice always, pray continually. Prayer is communicating with God. It's not just the words we speak. Often, when we're silent, we recognize his presence with us. Prayer can also be in the middle of an intense conversation. Prayer is an attitude of conscious dependence on God. Now, singing to God is also prayer, songs of worship. Do we carry songs of worship in our hearts throughout the day or during the night? Prayer can also be talking to ourselves in God's presence, responding to God and searching our heart. And you know Psalm 42, 1 and 2. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, God. My soul thirsts for God. When can I go and meet with God? And on one occasion, on more than one occasion, several times, Jesus taught his disciples to pray with personal meaning and thought, so that they would draw close to God. The Lord's Prayer, it keeps us focused on putting first things first in our life. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive those indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Notice the repentance, honest confession. We also need to keep on asking for help to keep away from those things, those thoughts that will damage us, evil temptations. Our God-given conscience must be spiritually alive, so we will resist our main enemy, the real enemy, a spiritual enemy, the evil one, Satan. Early Christians added extra phrases from the end of Jude's letter to the Lord's Prayer, and they are a forceful counter to the attacks of our enemy. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen. And then there is prayer of intercession, praying for others. I believe one of the greatest things that we can do for another human being is to pray for them. We are asking God for something on their behalf.
Colleen is a woman of prayer. She always asks God for help in whatever she does. She makes it her priority to send out points for prayer and praise each month. She writes, "Will you pray?" If you want to get our monthly prayer sheets, they look like this. Please take this October version. We have a number out in the foyer. And then you can sign up and we can email them to you or post them. If you don't have an email, Peter and I put them out each month. Since Colleen left for India, she has become the mother of 19 girls. Besides the hundreds of girls that have been brought up in the orphanage and the hostel, Colleen has personally adopted these 19. And as the official parent, she has been responsible to arrange the marriage for many of these girls. Here is Colleen with the four men who take the main responsibility for CMCT. These four, along with Colleen, form the executive or the leadership team. Philip the tallest is actually one of Colleen's son-in-laws. And these five, together with all the other men and women who lead the 27 ministries, are committed to reaching the poorest of the poor in Chennai with the good news. They all love and serve Jesus, and they are careful, competent, thoughtful, compassionate, and sincere in prayer. And these attitudes pervade CMCT.
Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. We are thankful in all circumstances, not for all circumstances. We're not thankful for the situations our own foolishness produces. Thanks, Lord, that I just chopped off my toe with the lawnmower. Nor are we thankful for what evil produces. To say, oh, thanks for allowing those planes to fly into the Twin Towers is crazy. Parents, grandparents, teach your children well. Teach them to use this word, please. It helps our kids to avoid a sense of entitlement. The word promotes a non-demanding, a considerate attitude. Saying please anticipates the flow of grace because it allows the person asked to respond freely to that request. And the same attitude applies to the way we pray. To teach our children well, we must also teach them to use these words, thank you. Being thankful is explicitly taught right through Scripture. The mark of a true Christian is that we're thankful for our salvation that has been gifted to us through Jesus' sacrifice. Real Christians do not live for God to try and earn his favor. We live for God out of a deep sense of gratitude. He gave all for us. We respond freely, giving thanks. We are full of thanks, thankful.
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, that's when the tsunamis, the storms of life, come down on us. When you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Pardon for sin and peace that endures, your presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 besides. Great is your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me your great salvation, so rich and free. As Christians, Christ's ones, we have a secure and eternal future.
Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And then verse 19. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. If we do not rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, we quench the Spirit of God. We put out the Spirit's fire. I am now going to conclude with our gospel reading again. Matthew 9, 35 to 38. It shows how Jesus did mission. And I'm going to give my personal response to that. Jesus, Lord of the harvest, tells us to ask him to send out workers into his harvest field. This asking is prayer. Please, Lord Jesus, send out workers into your harvest field. Even before I say it, you know what's on my heart, so do I need to tell you? But this telling you, this asking, it means I've said it. I've made a conscious decision to speak to you about it. And because I do, I'm checking out my own heart. Am I really wanting to see your kingdom come? Do I really want to see more people out there encouraging others to trust you as Lord and Savior? And Lord, if I'm asking as you want me to, what do I do? Praying's not passive. It gets me involved at a heart level. The harvest has always been plentiful. Lots of people out there in great need, spiritually anyway. And I guess the workers are few. Not many seem to be that well equipped or motivated to help. What are you after, Lord Jesus? Am I really your disciple? Your follower? Yes. Amen.
So Alfred and Panitha Luther are putting on an Indian meal here at St. Margaret's as part of a quiz night fundraiser for CMCT. And it's on Saturday, October the 14th at 6 p.m. Please see Alfred and Panitha or Peter and me today if you're wanting to book a seat for yourself. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter and Karen, for enlightening us about the mission and ministry at Chennai. You know, true compassion goes so much further than pity, isn't it? And compassion is, I guess, choosing to cross the line between feeling sorry for someone and actually doing something about the need. And that's what the world needs now, and our physical presence and our prayers. No passive feelings, but full-on engagement with the people in need. We're thankful that the CMCT is doing this job in Chennai. And we commit them to the Lord's in the days to come. And let us now stand and sing a song during which the collections will be taken. Thank you, team.